Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 190, episode 1 of The Daily Zeitgeist,
yeah!
A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Monday, June 21st, 2021. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. with your feet on the trends and your head in the dew. Try this study about British coal. Gas. Your head will collapse. There's a podcast in it, and you ask yourself, where is O'Brien? Where is O'Brien? Where is O'Brien? That is courtesy of Skater Greg on Twitter, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Miles Gray singing on the Daily Side. Take these AKAs and give them life, all while high. You were only waiting for the cold brew to arrive. All while high kills me. Shout out to Johnny Davis for that Blackbird cover. I thought I was at a college party again, and someone's like, yo, you ever give me that acoustic guitar really quick?
Well, Miles, we are thrilled, fortunate, blessed to be joined in our third seat
once again
by the hilarious, acclaimed comedian, actor, podcast host, and one of our favorite guests, one of the Zeit Gang's favorite guests, the brilliant and talented Ever Maynard!
Thank you so much for having me. I wish I had a cover song.
Oh, no. If anything, tell us how, remember, the thing I'll always remember is one of the first times you were on when we used to do the myth section was talking about the goat person who, like, lived behind your elementary school.
Yes, the playground.
Yeah. I'll always think about the lore of the goat person, the goat monster, whatever
every
was going
on. Place has one.
Yeah.
I was known as the playground goat for my four square skills, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's okay. Just different.
Doing a handball, we playing handball, and like, dude, rainbow, and like, oh, he does it at the last minute.
Popcorn.
I don't know how he does it.
Oh my god, popcorn! You remember bus stop?
Yep.
Okay, the listeners cannot see that, but I did the two hands up, ball down, and then a tap on.
No spikes.
Yeah, you have to call him.
Yeah.
And somebody always didn't. And then if you complained, you're like, an you know what I mean? Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're a little bitch.
Do the kids know about that anymore? How
I don't know. That's a good question. 12-year-old listeners, let us know. Y'all still fuck with Foursquare? And what are the most popular rules now? Like, is popcorn still around? Do you guys even know what popcorn
y'all do butts
is
up,
these days?
That
you guys
fame?
Probably.
Wait, what's butts up?
Butts up was just, it was assault with balls, basically, where like you would throw. I just remember at a certain point, if you fucked up, you had to line up against the wall and then people would just pelt you with balls.
What?
And then they stopped. They made us stop playing it at our school because like there were like kids who played baseball really good and they were just like rocking in tennis balls at kids. And, like,
right.
Like,
but that wasn't from Foursquare, right? That was
No.
Game.
Butts up was another thing. Like you would play it against like your handball court wall.
Yeah,
or
against the wall. Yeah, we had that in.
Oh, that's funny that you guys said handball. It took me a minute.
To
realize.
It was just a wall that was like that. People were like, "Yeah, hit the ball against this concrete slab."
Yeah,
it wasn't like a go to the handball court. No,
wow,
it was like
okay.
It was like
money.
A wooden wall where in my elementary school
we had sting ball. Yeah, and it was just a big wall again that you threw a ball against, and then someone had to catch it. And if you bobbled it, you had to run to the wall before someone threw the ball and hit the wall. And then if they beat you, you would just get absolutely destroyed.
How do we all have these same games?
It's wild because here, maybe you'll know it from the different colloquial names that it has, because I was like, I'll call it butts up. Then the Wikipedia article says it's called wall ball and it came from the 50s. And again, what you're saying is paved surface against a wall, variable number of opponents. But here's the thing. The names were, this is why I'm sure it was banned, because just listen to the other names around the country. Spread Eagle, A-Ball, A-Hole, Assies Rehab and T, Ass Reckoner, Blue Gooch, Booties Up, Buns Up, Burn Ball, Butt Ball, Kirby. I don't know why this is called
God.
Kirby.
Why is it called
Off
Kirby?
The Wall, Pee-Peed, Red Ace, Peg, Red Bum. I mean, like, this was all, so rump rounders.
Were we just weird, or is Sting Ball up there?
Sting is on here.
Sting, okay.
Yeah, cool. Spread, sting, stitch, kill.
I wonder if PP is different, if, like, that was, instead of being facing the wall, you were facing out, and they were...
Ouch.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I guess that all depends on, like, how sadistic the kids were, like, that you were playing with.
Anyways, you guys cut me off before I did my good joke. Instead of popcorn these days, you guys probably have rules like electric vehicle right? Am I right?
Oh, here he is, folks.
Or canceled.
Let's wheel his chair.
Let's cancel culture, please.
Thank you. All right, Everett, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about. We're going to talk about more cops continuing to be petty. We're going to talk about Charlie Kirk being the Benjamin Button of the right wing. He's now advertising like a like joint loosener, like pain relief thing. That it's just really funny because he's like 28. We're going to talk about Z-Way, like really angering some white ladies in New York. We're going to talk about drought update, and we'll talk about Marvel's history of screwing up Black Widow. We'll talk about, of course, it is that time, the beginning of the week, when we do Anna's Streaming Corner.
ASC.
Where we talk about the show that she assigned us, which this week was We Are the Champions. I don't know if you've seen it ever.
No.
But
is it a football show?
It's not. It's about competitions in ridiculous things. The first episode is about, have you ever seen photos or video of people chasing that wheel of cheese down a hill?
Yeah.
So the first one is that, and it just gets more bonkers from there. So we'll talk about that, and we'll figure out what we're going to watch for this week's Anna's Streaming Corner.
ASC.
She told me that she would quit if I didn't say it that way from now on.
Yeah.
So all of that, plenty more. But first ever, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
Well, I think the thing from my most recent search history is I found a free cow on Craigslist, and I'm pretty excited about it. A free cow? Free? I'll read you the ad.
Yeah,
I was looking. Okay. So do you want a whole backstory?
Yeah.
Or should I just read the ad? Okay. Here's the deal. I ordered a new Ford Bronco almost a year ago.
Oh, shit. Like, okay, yeah, that should look
so. You reserve it and they're like, you'll get it in 6 to 7 months. And then there was an email that was like, we probably won't be getting this for a little bit. And then it was like, maybe January. And then now it was like, probably May. And then I got an email saying, oh, whoops, we don't know how to make the roofs. We don't, Ford doesn't have like the manufacturing capacity.
Wait, this is from Ford? This isn't from just like a scammer?
Ford sent out an email that was like, we know you just want your damn Bronco. Our excuses don't matter, but we appreciate. I wish I could find the letter. I tossed it because I was like, fuck you. I've been waiting. Anyways, my friend is getting theirs, but they have a soft top. And then I saw on Twitter last night, CJ Toledano.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did CJ get one? It looked like he just pulled up and got one.
Went to a Ford dealership to order his and customize it. And they had a display model. So he bought the display model. And Megan said it. It's the story of CJ's life.
Right.
He is just like.
Everything's
the dude,
coming
man.
Up Toledano.
I know.
The summer of CJ. Yeah.
Summer of. I knew him back in Chicago. Shit, man. Always been that way with CJ. But I was a little jealous. And I was like, well, I wonder if I could just. But y'all listen, like, upset with Ford. So I was like, I'll look for a used Bronco or a classic one or maybe like a Chevy. So I went to like my hometown's Craigslist in Texas because it would just be cheaper. And I looked up old truck and a cow ad came up. So I'll read it.
So you're looking for a used Bronco and then this is
and they're like, how about a used cow?
Hi, I have this red Angus cow for about 2 years. She is super calm, gentle, and great to be around. Okay. due to truck problems, I can no longer take care of Darla. She is free, all caps, to a good home. You will be required to prove that she's going to a good home. Call or text me today. My name is Wilby. Thanks.
Wilby.
I think this is one of those Craigslist pranks.
I don't know. I mean,
did you call?
I'll do it right now.
Why don't you?
Will be.
Right.
Is that
back.
Will be or
W-I-L-B-Y.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great
name. That was in like those Saturday morning cartoons when they'd be like, Will be right back.
Wow. I mean,
Will be ain't no name.
The one in a million, calm cow. You know, those things are usually just hyper and bouncing off the wall.
Machines.
Yeah.
Well, my grandma, okay. So when my grandfather was dying, one of their cows had a baby cat, like a calf, and all the grandkids, we treated this cow as if it were a dog or a puppy, and we would play with this cow and like roughhouse like it was
oh,
a dog.
Shit. Right. Then it got cow
and
size.
Then it got cow size and still wanted to like play, like with the poops, which was dangerous,
the physical,
obviously.
That was amazing. Ever was doing like paws up.
Yeah. I got even like, yo, it's rearing up.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about Angus or whatever, wall ball. Anyways, the cow had never been around other cows or like
right.
It had been like sleeping on my grandmother's porch. No wow. joke. Until it got bigger. So then they moved it to like the pond. Like the pasture.
That's
the
also
pond.
Not
got...
where you're supposed to put cows.
Yeah.
In ponds.
I'm sorry. I'm excited about I'm excited about texting Wilby.
Oh nice.
I'm going to see where this 281 area code is.
281 is Houston.
So it's Houston.
281-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones is about to blow. If you don't work, you don't eat, and then if you don't grind, you don't shine. So the next time you come up to me and ask how I blew, put that on your mind. Yeah, but the 281 H-Town is going down.
I'm typing, hello, is this Wilby?
Am interested in cow.
Is the cow still there? Is the cow still around? Let's find out.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, my grandma's cow got bit by a water moccasin and died 2 weeks later.
No.
Anyways,
does that happen a lot? Cows getting bit by? I mean, look, this shows you that I grew up in North Hollywood, but like, is that a thing you got to watch out for? Like, goddamn, Ronald water moccasins killing my cows.
Sometimes, yeah.
Damn, that's
mainly it's coyotes.
Right.
Right. Oh, right.
Man. Coyotes will kill your cows.
Yeah. Welcome.
I mean, cows are, you said jokingly, those dangerous murder machines, but they're deadlier animals than, I think sharks, because they like fall on top of people basically often. FYI, just I didn't want that to go unsaid.
20 people are killed in the U.S. a year.
By cows, yeah.
By cows.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, stomped or just like smothered.
Okay, yeah, we're not doing that.
Ooh.
Damn. Cows.
Damn.
Yeah.
We're going down. Okay, black widow spiders is included on this list. Like, of course.
Right.
That's so stupid. Horses, we already know. Snakes. Treehugger.com. This is a bullshit list. Somebody did the minimal effort on this.
Yeah.
This is annoying.
That's
a cow, jellyfish, a dog, and the thumbnail is a chihuahua.
Is it because the one that bit that woman's eyelid off?
What?
But they didn't die. This woman like got lash extensions, and then a chihuahua bit it, and I guess they were on so tight it was able to rip part of her eyelid off, and she's like suing the people who put her eyelash extensions on or some shit.
I mean, that should be an advertisement for however they put those on.
Everlast.
Eyelash extensions are hard to keep on.
You can wear these shits in a tornado and you're going to be able to fly.
You will lose your eyelids will bite before you lose these fake lashes. What is something you think is overrated ever? I'm assuming we'll wait and you'll let us know if we hear back from Wilby.
The Wilby Chronicles.
Yeah, it's an iPhone for sure because the messaging is blue.
Okay, it went blue on them.
So it's an iMessage. I know it went through. Wilby, I'm waiting to see if Darla's still available. I think weed gummies are overrated. Okay. This is a new thing. I'm not against weed gummies, but everyone's like, I took so many weed gummies. And it's like, no. Like, I'm done with that. Like, oh, man, I ate one too many. It's like, are you really that high? I'm sure some of it, you know, you can't get really stoned, but I'm over that whole, like, I can't do it, man. It's too much, you know?
Yeah, I see that on TikTok a lot as a meme. Of like the just ate a, you know, 200 milligram edible, which is like, are you dumb?
Yeah,
but then
why
they
are you
act
doing
like
that?
They were suddenly having like a transcendental moment in like a Target. When really, if you got hit, like if you really were smashed by edibles, you would be laying down and just be asleep.
Yeah, 100%. And also, if you're that high at a Target, you're not having you're having a panic attack.
Yes.
Or an anxiety attack. If you're calm, you're a sociopath.
At a Target?
If you're calm at a Target on a 200 milligram edible, that person's not
yes,
okay.
It's my natural environment.
Yeah.
The new American Gladiators is just seeing if people can do that. It's like, all right, you're going into this Target on a 200 milligram edible. It's like,
see if you can keep your shit together. That would
Heath
be fun.
And home.
Right. Little does our contestant know, we have contacted several of his former high school and junior high school classmates to have random run-ins with him in the random aisles and see how he navigates those social interactions.
The challenge is just running into an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, are you feeling awkward?
No.
You shop here too?
Bananas can't handle it. Johnny Bananas can't handle it.
Oh, I forgot American Gladiators is coming back. Is it already back?
There was a version that came back, and then I didn't watch it because in my mind I was like, well, unless the original Gladiators are there, I'm like, they can't be alive. Those people were abusing steroids in the early 90s.
Yeah. You know for sure they were at Muscle Beach.
Yeah.
Just
eating all like, that not, protein that those
is
guys
there a
were
docu- I wouldn't. Is there a documentary about how they assembled the gladiators? That would
no,
be the,
but
the
they
people
need
like.
To.
What's the backstory of Turbo and Ice? You know what
I
mean?
A horny casting director.
He's like, this guy's really needs muscle videos.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be cool. This guy, he'd be cool for the show. What? It's a family sitcom. All right.
Yeah, cool. I do like that those gladiator shades are coming back in. The Hulk Hogan's.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
are
the
they?
Dad fishing sunglasses. I've seen them around. I you know what? I'll say that's an underrated sunglass. That's an underrated fashion.
The gladiator sunglasses. Like the
You
Oakleys?
Know what I mean? They look like the,
it's
they
like,
look
like it's kind of like what like Randy Savage would wear. Macho Man Randy Savage.
I'm thinking
that
of
almost look like goggles.
Right.
And like that there's no like the frames are different. Look up Hard Thunder.
Hard glasses. Thunder. Okay, yeah.
Like
they kind of look like
Viper.
Ski goggles a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I like that.
Yeah, those
but
are pretty
maybe
dope.
That makes me a bad person because I want to look like a DJ. You know, I've been thinking about that lately.
Do you just want to look like a DJ?
It's like that isn't. That's not a good thing to aspire to.
Hey, rocking a party.
I'm talking about DJ. I'm talking about looking like a DJ.
Oh,
DJs
just looking
can pull
like
it
one?
Off, but like looking like a DJ, you just walk up looking like an asshole.
You never want to
be a DJ,
right? Very different.
You know what I'm talking about.
You don't want to be the person who be like, yo, why ever looking like a DJ or something? That then it feels like an insult. You're like, dressed like a DJ.
Yeah. Why are you wearing drop crotch pants?
Right.
With a lot of ropes?
Okay, cool.
I'm really about this lifestyle now.
Yeah.
Like, what accent is that?
Well, you got bracelets up to your elbows.
Scandinavian.
Yeah. Well, I've been watching a lot of YouTube about DJing.
Yeah. Getting really into the Dutch sound, you know. But like Jamaican Dutch, you know, like everybody in the building, come in, you know. DJ ever is in the building.
Come in.
Come in. Like what?
Just the most like basic takes
knock,
on
knock.
How we all need to get together. Everybody, get together, you know, we need to love.
Hey, everyone, jump to the music and let's be happy together now.
Are you ready for the beat to drop?
Yes.
Let's count.
3, 4.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Dutch DJs, Anna wrote to us. It's like when that DJ shouted out George Floyd before dropping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my 100%. God. I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Dave, it was David Guetta.
Oh, my God.
Remember, he's like, and shout out to George Floyd's family. And like underneath it was like, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech is like, shout out to his family. You're like, oh my God. Y'all, this is too close. This is too close to him actually dying for you to just disrespect him like this with your DJ drop.
Is that real?
Yes. Oh my, here. For people who don't know,
fuck masks. What do they even do?
Obviously, this brought to you by hydroxychloroquine.
I feel like there's a lot of anti-maskers in that scene.
Listen to this. Here we go. This is David Guetta doing whatever the fuck he thought he was doing by honoring George Floyd with an EDM track.
The world is going through difficult times. And America, too, actually. So, last night, I knew we were going to do this. And I made a special record.
Oh, so my this God. Record... I'll stop.
Is in honor of George Floyd. And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
This is your kitchen.
What?
We face difficulties.
Oh no.
This is straight violence.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream.
And he's doing the most obnoxious.
Oh my
when
God,
the beat drops, he just
dude.
Goes like this. Like it just feels like the most disrespect. But anyway.
Jack, you look like probably what his entire team was doing when he was like, I know we said we were not going to do this.
No, David.
I tender my resignation, sir.
It's not going to play out.
Unplugs the fucking text. They're like, I'm sorry, David. Like, but
then,
for all of us.
Then
like,
it just builds. It just builds to.
America 2, actually.
Yeah. America 2, actually, is the best part. I'm
welcome
so glad.
Welcome to America 2, actually. The new America, America 2. He's in New York, though. So it's like, yeah, you're in the place that's having trouble right now. So you don't have. It's a little redundant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then the fact that it all builds to. Dum, 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 dum. Like just like the most basic like fucking
well you want to be respectful when you are like honoring the dead with EDM.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Very,
no,
very
for
odd
sure, for sure, for
decision.
Sure.
I am not saying this in any kind of capitalist way.
Put your drinks in the air.
Right. One time, everybody. We know we've had a really difficult year, but you know, if we can just come together with Coke Zero, we can find a solution to all of our problems.
I have a dream. Yeah.
One giant step for mankind.
And we can get the new Coke energy and energize our people's movement for liberation. Anyway, so.
Oh my God.
Sylvia Riviera plays, do y'all know who she is?
Uh-uh.
The trans activist that really like...
Oh, Sylvia Rivera.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if she has any speeches, but that would be
right, just
too.
To go on
I
top of it.
I ruined the joke. The music was playing and then I said, like, Sylvia Rivera, and everyone was like, "Ert."
Huh? Sorry, what?
Huh? Ooh, but that's for that pride.
Yeah.
Like, do you know Target's probably going to start selling shirts with her image? You know?
Right.
Just like, hey, look, we're cool.
Right.
We're with gays. And it's like, no.
Well, they already had, what was that like suit that everyone that went viral that was like a rainbow, like plastic suit? I remember everybody's like, y'all, this isn't Target. And this is all kinds of fucking nonsense.
Ew, yes. Gross.
Wow.
Anyway, shout out to their family.
Shout out.
Shout out to her family.
They're like, what? No, it's George Floyd. Oh, shout out to his families. Families?
David, Jesus. David. Anyways, those sunglasses are underrated. for sure. Those are fucking dope.
100%.
all right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And in what is becoming a continuing segment, we're going to talk about just cops being petty and having their feelings hurt. This time in Portland, the Portland Police Bureau's protest response was not great. Not great. If you want to listen to Robert Evans's podcast, Uprising, that's worth checking out to get a better understanding of what was happening on the ground there. But
right.
It was
because it wasn't just like, hello, everybody. This is the Portland Protest Response Bureau. Please disperse peacefully. This has been declared an unlawful assembly. Shout out to your families. No, they were definitely fucking people up. We saw the kinds of violence that was happening. And I think anyone who saw any protests around the country, you wouldn't be surprised to hear that police officers were physically assaulting protesters, peaceful protesters. That was clear as day. And what happened was the city of Portland did the unthinkable, which is they indicted an officer for an assault. And what happened was after that, 50 members, the entire protest response unit, resigned from their positions. They said, quote, from this article, resignations came after Portland police officer Corey Budworth was indicted in connection with an alleged assault during a confrontation with protesters. Budworth, who was a member of the response team, was charged with fourth degree assault for allegedly striking a woman in the head during a protest in August.
Huh.
So, yeah, those 50 people who resigned, they didn't leave the force. Come on now. Have you seen those pensions? They just left this unit and said their reasoning was they felt that they didn't have the support of the city council.
Cool.
So they're going to take their batons and go bash people elsewhere.
Okay, snowflakes.
Right.
Okay.
Really?
The biggest fucking snowflakes in the world. These cops are so fucking...
Well, I think that's inherently why people abuse power, right? Because they're so insecure in whatever their position or station in life is that they found a way to sort of like leverage their position to act out their like small person fantasies by
you know,
brutalizing people. And then the second there's accountability, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. This was the woman he attacked with a weapon and beat over the head with his baton was a photographer. So, you know, she had it coming. She was, you know, daring to take pictures.
Keep the press free. You know what I mean? That's just like some... It's interesting because I think people forget that, like, Portland is just a small part of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon is scary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to make New Idaho right now. Or Greater Idaho.
Oh, yeah, that's right, right? Aren't they trying to make a movement?
Part of them, like, we want to be part of Idaho. Like, we're leaving Oregon. You're like, yep.
Okay. See you.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, fuck. I was going to say something about snowflakes.
They melt.
It'll come back in the middle of the podcast.
That's
and
fine.
I'll stop.
That's how it
and
works.
I'll stop. Yep.
Shout out to your memories.
Yeah. Shout out. Oh, I was. Okay. I was diagnosed with frontal lobe seizures over the pandemic.
Oh, wow. What does that mean? Sorry, part of my ignorance.
Oh, so like I'll have these things in the frontal lobe of my brain, like right here. Some might say my third eye. And for a long time, I thought like, wow, I'm really psychic because I don't like convulse. It feels like I'm about to sneeze and now it'll feel like, you know, when you get deja vu.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's intense deja vu, but then I'll see like visions that don't add up.
Wow.
Or memories that aren't real. And they'll last like 30 seconds to maybe a minute. They happen randomly. This is embarrassing. But when they first started happening, I did go to a very expensive, intuitive woman.
To figure out.
She told me I had the gift.
Yeah.
And I believed it. And then 3 years later, I went to the neurologist and he said, you absolutely should have come to me first. And it was actually cheaper to see a neurologist than to pay. It's psychic.
That's so wild.
Wow.
I wouldn't have believed
but,
it
yeah.
in this country.
But, yeah. You know, like, And then he prescribed me dog medication.
Oh.
The neurologist or the psychiatrist? or the psychic?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't see a psychiatrist. I don't need help. I was like, it's okay to go to therapy and see a psychologist.
I'm going to a clairvoyant.
I'm not a snowflake. Watch your mouth. No, it's called Keppra, and it's the same medication they give dogs when they have seizures. Felt pretty bad.
So you thought you were having a bit of deja vu? Is that how that just came up now?
Oh, memory. So part of the seizures is memory.
Gotcha, memory loss.
Which is terrifying because I do have a grandmother with dementia. So it's like, all right, starting early.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, my grandmother, had dementia as well. That's always I think anything when you're like, I'm a generation after. Do I need to worry? Huh?
They skip the generation. My parents are going to be fine.
Right.
I'm like, shit. And I need to take my dog medication, but the side effects outnumber the pros.
Benefits. Right.
Yeah, they're like, he told me this. The pharmacist told me this. The internet, is the internet.
Sure, the internet told you a lot.
Yeah, but it's like the most frequent side effects is severe aggression, like mood altering aggression and irritability, and then this sense of out of body severe depression. Oh. And it's like, cool. And the doctor was like, but you'll know you're depressed and you'll be aware that you want to kill yourself. So you could just get off. And I was like, what?
Just like that, doc?
Yeah.
I think I'll stick with deja vu. Thanks.
He's like, you might start having suicidal thoughts and ideations. But just remind yourself you're on a medication and the thoughts aren't real. And I was like,
Oh my gosh.
I liked it better when I thought I was a psychic, actually.
I was like, are you a warlock?
Then the psychic's telling you, don't listen to him. He's a sorcerer.
He's got bad energy.
He's against us.
Yeah.
Yeah, my psychic said.
Who are you seeing, Clara? How'd you know?
No.
See? I told you. He said my name,
Clear.
Right?
Yeah.
We used to date.
They're in a racket together. Yeah. Just like... Neurologist is misspelled.
N-O-O.
Yeah, my insurance covers this. And the guy's like, yeah.
Yeah, sure it does.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
Just sign your life policy over to me. And...
yeah. Go ahead, keep taking these. So I haven't started my medication yet. I refuse. But maybe this next story will help me.
Yeah. I think we have a cure for you. It comes from, as our writer Jam put it, the Benjamin Button of the right wing, Charlie Kirk. He, was a big hit when he was in college as the only conservative. In college, I think, was his thing.
Identity. It's so hard being a conservative on college. These places are... But really, because I think he was kind of out of college and then turning points, let's make this kid the face of oppressed.
The Koch brothers basically plucked this guy out and funded him to become the face of young Republicans. But he's now appearing in Fox News ads for Relief Factor, which is a drug-free pain relief supplement. His appearance includes Kirk making a big deal about how he can throw a football now, thanks to Relief Factor, which doesn't really make sense for a 27-year-old.
No.
Be like, it's just assumed that he couldn't throw a football before because this ad is normally the other people who have done it are Pat Boone.
Right.
So they're just writing the ad as though he's 80 years old. Yeah. So he's 80. He's like, now I can throw a football. Thanks, Relief Factor. It's like, yeah, why wouldn't you be able to? You're 27, fool.
Watch this commercial because you really get an appreciation for how much of a grift this is. Just keeping in mind when you listen to this, watch this. He's 27 years old and he's not Brett Favre, age 70.
Right.
And the way it's set up is just truly a feat of snake oilsman. Celery, if that's a word. Here we go.
About a year ago, I could barely walk down the street or sit in a chair for more than 10 minutes without horrible pain. And now look at me. I'm here to tell you about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that's helping tens of thousands of people, young and old, to get out and stay out of pain.
Okay, and then they go into testimonials, but like
from the elderly.
Usually what you do is you say what your source of pain is, right? Because that's how you get someone to relate to you and sell a product. You'd be like, you know, I'm a truck driver and sitting a certain way has like, you know, compressed my spine or a certain way. Or like I played football. Well, you're a 27-year-old political grifter who can't sit still? Because what?
For 10 minutes?
Sounds like karma, motherfucker. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know. It's always uncomfortable. It's like wild. So I got to take these powders and shit.
Last year, my spine began trying to.
Everybody, my spine.
Like, I'm telling you, that's not even a body part. You keep saying it.
My spine began trying to escape from my body out of embarrassment. Anyways, this is apparently the Koch brothers funding to Relief Factor pipeline is real. Sebastian Gorka made headlines when he became the pitchman for Relief Factor, and they got sued because he introduced himself as Dr. Sebastian Gorka, even though he's not a medical doctor, but it was heavily implied that he was. So, you know.
Hey, hell yeah, I'm Dr. Dre. And you want to take, like, I wonder if people would get mad if it was Dr. Dre. Because they're like, well, that's his name. Yeah. Jane Seymour. She's just like, forget. Yeah. I'm Dr. Quinn.
I'm Dr. Quinn.
But does it work, Jack? That's the thing. For snake oil, how does it work? What it is?
Like, we can only trust liberal institutions like the Better Business Bureau. But their website has just a laundry list of complaints about the company's underhanded tactics. They did what has become a standard, I think, conservative grift. Like, you, to become a conservative money-making organization, you have to do this at least once, where they ask people to sign up to have this shipped to them. But by signing up, what the elderly people who were using their product didn't realize is they had signed up for a subscription service where they got it multiple times and had their accounts charged multiple times, which
just like the Trump thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like this the Trump place. Thing. Yeah.
Just like Columbia House.
Yep.
You know, one time. Nope.
Tale is
you're going to get
time.
A bunch of CDs and you're going to be like, what?
That's how we got your dumb ass, because you thought you were getting a couple for free for a penny, you idiot.
No, you're stupid.
Your credit's fucked, you 9-year-old.
Yeah, you kids remember Columbia House? Everyone's like, we have Spotify.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I bring it up a lot because it was a turning point in my life when I realized what money was. And it wasn't just putting a penny in an envelope with some stamps for a Foxy Brown CD.
I got to get it now.
I'm still subscribed to Columbia House. and in a lot of debt.
I will say the side effects of this Relief Factor are the same as my dog meds in dizziness, loose stool, and nosebleeds.
Yeah.
so maybe my sorcerer warlock of a neurologist is just prescribing me Relief
Is your doctor Dr. Sebastian Gorka, if I might ask, your neurologist?
Skorka. I read it as Skorka. Dr. Skorka. I didn't think this was separate.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. It really is, though, like, they always find something to appeal to the base, which clearly is now, like, I guess they're able to squeeze the in pain, like, elderly Gen X boomer voter base. Like, they must be into it, because it's not like stuff where Charlie Kirk's selling like cool stuff for the youth, you know?
Right.
They're like, this must be the sweet spot for their grift is like, look, they've got money. Enough where they'll probably buy
the thing all the money
3 months straight and not know that they've been paying for it 3 months straight. And then they wise up and we've made off into the night like bandits.
That's how much money they have. They have so much money. They don't know that they don't have the money.
Right.
And I'm like, where's my money? And they're like, you should have been a
baby
boomer.
Where's your pain relief? Where's your Relief Factor to sell ever?
Yeah, I'll sell you guys some Relief Factor.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
not? Ouch. 7 months ago.
Hi, I'm Evan Maynard.
Has this
Ouch!
Ever happened
Ouch!
To you?
Yeah, so vague. Has this ever happened to you? It's just someone
Ouch!
Talking. Yeah, so I Exactly. I was at my nephew's birthday when pain struck out of nowhere, like a lightning strike.
I'm young and youthful. This shouldn't be happening to me, I thought.
Yeah, you're not allowed to acknowledge that, though. You're not allowed to acknowledge that.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks to Fear Factor, I mean Relief Factor. Let me take this over again.
God, we should have paid for an editor. All this stuff was in the commercial. Wait, let me say that again. I mean Relief Factor.
Yeah. Thanks to Relief Factor and my good friend Sgorka.
Sgorka.
No pain
now for
me.
Women.
Now in women's.
No non-binaries.
Right.
Because it's conservative.
Sorry, have you seen our policies? We're violently heteronormative.
We're men or women. That's it.
That's it. If you got pain, it's probably because you're not one of the two.
Brought it on yourself.
Like, what is this? This is... Hey, pain relief.
Are you my sorcerer?
I'm sorry, sir. Are you my sorcerer?
Hey, this is going to sound weird. But...
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we are back. Let's talk about Z-Way. Z-Way's show on Showtime is brilliant. I think we've talked about it before. but it's smart, and her ability to ask direct questions to make her guests squirm is like a superpower, basically. Yeah.
Like one that she's just gained over the years from like operating in white spaces. And she's like, I think I can just say qualitatively, what do you appreciate about black people to a white guest? And it's me like, the circuits are frying. So most people, I would say majority of people who understand comedy or know who Ziwa is or have heard of the show go, wow, this show is really funny. It's a great satirical variety show. It's easy to watch. And this person is immensely talented. Who, like, did you see? I read a thing. She just got another. She's got another show in development with Amazon.
Yes.
Like Nigerian Princess.
Awesome.
I'm like, yo, keep going, Ziwa. And it's funny because for the first time I heard Desus and Meryl mention her on Bodega Boys, where like, I'm like, yo, bro. She's bigger than y'all at this point.
Right.
Because she was in that writer's room. So now.
Wait, that was the first time they mentioned her? They don't talk about her?
Well, I'm sure they've talked about her on the show and things like that. But on Bodega Boys, they made a mention, not to say like, oh, she's doing so great. But they're like, yo, you know, stop trying to take Z-Way's spot or something.
Got it.
She's evolved over the course of the show. Because before she became like Z-Way, capital Z, they would reference her as one of the writers. All that to say is the show is a hit. She can't be stopped. Mm-hmm. She's riding this wave straight to the promised land. We love it. And what's unfortunately, some people in this world, they merely hear the words white women and they go off. And this is exactly what happened when a mother at this Manhattan private school heard that a teacher played the class a clip from Ziwei's show on the last day of school. Okay. Not as like a teaching thing. She was like, man, whatever. It's the end of the summer. Like, y'all fuck with Ziwa. I don't know. Like, here, let me play this thing. So this from this article says, quote, Gabriella Baron wrote a 3-page letter to the school's board of trustees railing against the clip, which she called a gratuitous display of racist hate speech directed at white women. For context, Baron was referring to an episode that included, among other things, Ziwa observing that Fran Lebowitz is, quote, not concerned with how annoying white women can be, end quote. In another scene, Ziwa asks a group of women named Karen how it feels to be associated with the, quote, obnoxious, angry, and entitled, often racist white women. This school costs $57,000 a year. And so, this is where the energy is going at the moment. But it makes sense because if you got $57,000, take your kid to school. Like, I'm sure you might have some interesting ideas on, like, where, you know, what equality is or what equity is.
Oh, my God. You wrote in your write-up of this. It's just like so boring. These people are
like, get a life. Get
so are they going to fire the teacher?
Well,
now?
So because it's a $57,000 a year school, you know, they can't just be like, shut up, Karen. You know what I mean?
They
were going
to
be like, so they wrote an email to everybody. They said, as you may know, yesterday, a parent who is also an alumna and a former trustee. I'm sorry, I'm reading it, but this is really what's written.
Yeah.
Sent a letter to the board of trustees to voice her strong objection to a video shown to 15 students in her daughter's grade 8 history class on the last day of school. We take this seriously. It is never acceptable to ridicule anyone at any time. This video is not part of the Spence curriculum. Our teacher and the school acknowledge that sharing a satirical video that made fun of white women was a significant mistake. We are sorry for any harm that this has caused to anyone in our community. I'd love to hear some stories from the students of color from this school and what their experience has been.
Yeah, honestly.
And also, like,
out this mom. Out this.
Shout out
parent,
to their
please.
Families.
Yes. Shout out to her mother. Keep it real.
God.
Keep it safe for everybody. Have retreat to your safe spaces where you do not have to confront your hand in white supremacy.
We are sorry for any harm this has caused in anyone in our community. Anyone in our community.
Wow. But like, this is another thing too. I wonder if they really think that, I'd imagine some hip New York eighth graders know who Ziwa is. They probably fuck with the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what are we talking about here?
Their parents probably direct it.
Right.
Let's be real.
Yeah, exactly.
What is fucking,
or produce it.
What is more, like, what modern entertainment that's being produced is more appropriate to show to, like, young people than this? Like, this is brilliant satire. What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
well, look, it's just like, I don't know if they're ready for it. It's like, do you know where kids are at when they're 14?
We've seen
everything but God.
Adult Swim. Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
But whatever. This is what they have to do to sort of maintain, like, their fucking...
Bibbidi-bob.
Whatever. Yeah, thank you,
life.
Bibbidi-bob.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I started using this, realizing that that's not actually a phrase people say. To it's not a catch-all. Bibbidi-bop is not a catch-all, but
is it more specific?
Well, it's just like, oh, hand me that bibbidi-bop, or she's over here doing a bibbidi-bop thing. Or, oh my, you know, it's just like, can you stop bibbidi-bopping around?
I just
started using it.
No, I like that. I'm with that. Let's make this happen.
Reminds me of a little bunny foo-foo.
That's where it started from.
Foo-foo. Yeah.
The idea of like a rabbit bopping around.
And it teaches you to, you know, solve your problems with violence, which is good for my children to learn.
Knock them over the head.
That's what bunny foo-foo is?
You know, you don't know that song, Little Bunny.
I know
foo-foo,
the song, but
I
wasn't
forest.
Listening to lyrics at that age. I was
picking
listening to the beat.
The field mouse and bopping him on the head. Oh. That's people turn into cops after they listen.
Right.
Little officer, little sergeant, foo foo was patrolling the low income neighborhood, and you're like, whoa,
hang on,
we got something.
Speaking of women, Black Widow is coming out soon. People are seeing it in theaters. It's getting good reviews, but people are also pointing out that Marvel has just a history of totally fucking this character up, including Scarlett Johansson in like the press for this. She's like, yeah, so I guess I can now say like not the best way to introduce the character in Iron Man 2 when Tony Stark was just like looking at pictures of her in a lingerie catalog. For some reason.
Wait, what?
And then said to his girlfriend, I want one. So like literally treating her like as a disembodied piece of meat. They have hidden her from like they won't make toys with her. She had a big moment in Age of Ultron, like this motorcycle chase that was like one of the big action set pieces in that movie.
That one Avengers film I know.
And they for the toys for that film, they just replaced her with Captain America. They were like,
what?
Yeah, they just put Captain America on a motorcycle and were like, you know, kids are gonna want, they're not gonna want to play with a girl
on a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle. I mean, come on. Right. That's
bibbidi-bopping too around.
And then there was a thing that I had vaguely remembered, but around the time of Age of Ultron, during the press junket, Jeremy Renner and Chris Evans, who's supposed to be the good Chris, called Black Widow a quote slut and a quote complete whore.
What?
At a junket?
At a junket. They called the character that.
Wow. And I mean, that was a long time ago, Jack. What was that, the 70s?
Right. Yeah. Are we going to do a Chris Harrison thing here? Come on, man. That was, what was that? Like, was it really listen, problematic in 2018?
Listen to his statement. Can I, were you
going
to read that?
Yeah, no, go for it.
I'm sorry that this tasteless joke about a fictional character offended anyone. It was not meant to be serious in any. What a gaslighter.
Oh yeah. Jeremy Renner.
Like, the most insincere.
Right.
I mean, Jeremy Renner has managed to gaslight himself. So yes. Right.
I'm sorry if this offended anyone.
About a fictional slut.
Right.
You know.
No, and like, then he doubled down on it. He went on Conan and was asked about it. And he was like, yeah, it got blown way out of proportion. But, you know, she had sex with four of the eight Avengers. So.
And you had sex with a Jeep Cherokee. Okay.
Right.
Just leave it
alone.
No,
a Jeep Cherokee had sex with him.
Okay. What? Spoiler coming up. Have you guys seen Avengers Endgame?
Nope.
No.
But you can. Look, right. I've seen
it. I can
enough.
Spoil it to you too, right?
You can spoil it to me, but yeah. if you're like me, who is a completionist and hasn't watched all the Avengers films, because you feel like you have to watch every fucking Marvel film to understand it, maybe you can turn off. But
so,
go ahead, Jack.
Well, first of all, so I will say that Fandango says Black Widow is the most searched for movie like of this summer, like even more than like the Fast 9, Fast and Furious, like people. This has like all the like metrics that suggest this will be a big hit and people are really into it. I hadn't realized, and this is the spoiler part, she's dead. Like that character is dead. She died at the end of Endgame, and nobody mentions it because Tony Stark also, spoiler, died.
No!
And, like, they made like such a big deal about that and they were just like, oh yeah, she's dead. So they're releasing a movie that's a prequel where the character's already dead. It's just like so half-assed for like their first, you know, female-led superhero movie. I guess it's not Marvel.
No, Captain Marvel.
Marvel was, yeah. So
for Marvel, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. What up? So they're like, yo, sorry that we kind of just desecrated your memory in like the climactic scene of our this huge film. So as a make good, let's turn the clock back and get your side of the story, huh? How about that?
There's also this like weird kind of implication around her. So like they, in Age of Ultron, which you're not going to be shocked to learn was written by Joss Whedon when I tell you this part of the plot, she is talking to Hulk about how he's not the only monster on the team because she was forced, like underwent forced sterilization at the end of her training. And like that is,
what?
So she's,
so that
she's
makes
saying,
her a monster?
Yeah, she's saying being infertile, it makes her a monster is the implication.
I will say we kind of skimmed over this, but it could be because the chairman and former CEO of Marvel, Ike.
Yeah, Ike Perlmutter.
Donated.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He donated to Trump. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're pushing an agenda to the people.
I'm sure.
Because young kids pick it up, but they're like, yeah, that's right.
And he's one of the Perlmutters. They give a lot still. Like there's been an analysis of like these like pockets of like under like not traditional donors to the party that have just ramped up their donations to different groups and things like that. And yeah. Who would have thought?
Quietly sidelines. How do you pronounce his name? Perlmutter?
Yeah.
Perlmutter.
Perlmutter in 2015 due to his outdated opinions about casting, budgeting, and merchandising. Tight. So cool.
So the only things he's supposed to
casting,
be
budget.
Doing.
So casting means don't hire these people. Budgeting means you're going to pay this X type of person what kind of money? And then merchandising being like, nobody's going to buy something with a black person on it.
Yep.
I bet that's all the takes that he had. But I like when they package it together. It's like disagreements on casting, budgeting, and merchandising. It's like, get them off. Worst shit to say, probably.
I remember back then there was like a lot of intrigue on the internet about like, who is Ike Perlmutter? He's like one of these like big executives at Marvel and they don't let anybody like talk to him. And it's like, oh, got it.
Yeah, because he'll be doing a DJ set pretty soon. Of his own. Shout out to Chadwick Boseman. You're like, whoa, Ike, please, let's relax.
He has made me a lot of money.
Bless you, doggy. Shout out to your family and your estate now, I guess. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we are at that time of the show. Time to bring on super producer Anna Hosnier for Anna Streaming Corner. Anna, hello. Welcome.
And bienvenue.
Willkommen.
At your direction, we watched We Are the Champions, which is a Netflix docuseries, limited docuseries. Can you talk a little bit about why you wanted to watch it?
Why you suggested it? Why you blessed us with this one?
Well, I recommended We Are the Champions because I had watched it casually on Netflix and I thought all the weird competitions that all these people are doing are really funny. And I'm a docuseries person in the sense that I really enjoy characters on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy like real people who are just truly like, you know, they're interesting and
just
strange
on their own,
and
right.
Just like they don't give a fuck how they come off. And it's why I like shows like Cheers. Not Cheers. That's why I like the show Cheer, or
oh,
the
man.
Docuseries Cheer.
And the docuseries Cheers that you've
and
always said you're a fan of that.
Yeah.
We have some bad news for you about that one.
Our Boston show will be at that bar, right?
Yeah.
I do actually love the show Cheers. But also, you know, like Cheer, F1, that docuseries on Netflix. I just love a good real life people with strange hobbies and I guess F1s or cheerleading
or just passion
strange, but still
passion.
There's like so much passion. There's like entire worlds that they've like built up around these things.
I just like when people take themselves really seriously.
Yes.
It's just so interesting.
Not in like a pompous way take themselves seriously, because the first episode is about cheese rolling And, you know, they're chasing the double Gloucester cheese wheel down this like ridiculously steep hill that we've all seen probably like on the internet of like memes of people like, why do they do that? But
yeah,
I thought like that Florence Early woman who was like the chasing her like fourth title. There was something so life affirming about watching her actually just talk about it and her own like fearlessness where people are like, man, nobody's done it like this much or no woman has done it this much. And you just see her throw her fucking body down this hill and she's loving it. And you're like, damn, like you remember, it's like we all get our life joy out of different shit. Some people like smoking weed and watching an Arsenal. Some people want to throw their body down or just like feel alive as fuck. Man, I was really like, I was seriously like moved in that section, like especially that last race. I was like, I hope she does it, man, like because she deserves it.
I'll watch this. Now I want to watch it right here, talking about a woman throwing down her body.
It's actually down a hill. It's so aggressive in its own way that you're like, what the fuck? Why would you do that?
Right.
But then they're really into it. And her like collarbone was like just forever popped out. Like, that's just what they're into. They got so families brutal. Who have full-on jerseys made for their families for doing this for so long. Like, they wear jerseys with their last names on them, and they're just throwing their bodies down a mountain, basically. You're chasing a cheese that's rolling, and you want to be the first person down there. They have a rugby team.
It's a race down the hill.
There's a rugby team that catches you at the bottom. It's just all these, like, weird, strange things. And then, like, then there's people who, like, organize it that are like, yeah, we don't really care. Like, we just do it. No one can stop us.
Yeah, like the city.
There's
it's
no
not
regulations.
Official. Right. If it were official, then the city could mandate stuff. But we just kind of show up every year at this place. And it's kind of all to the good. And we like that.
But there's also, you know, so there's six episodes, six different universes that they kind of parachute you into the middle of. There's competitive dog dancing, which is pretty beautiful. And you kind of get to meet the Bill Belichick of that world.
Yeah,
the same
Team
way
Russia.
That, yeah, Team Russia is really impressive. And
are they? I didn't get to that one. I got through the first three. So I saw that one, the chili one, and the like fantasy hairstyling one. But I remember, Anna, when you were first talking about the dog one being like just so out there. Are they? Is there any joy? Because in my mind, like of a successful dog dancing team is like just full of love.
Yeah.
Sure, but this is Russia, so
right,
I wouldn't say they're full of love, but they're definitely interesting characters. There's one lady who's full of love.
Yeah, there's one lady who's full of love, and she's treated as a liability because
they're
like, she loves to dance so much that sometimes the dance takes over her. And
yeah, they're worried she dances too hard and forgets about the dog because she gets so into it. And that's like a real problem for the main dance, the head instructor, who's just truly one of the most serious people you'll ever see. Like, they go like, you'd think she'd be smiling. They're doing so well. And it's like, no, she doesn't smile, dude. And she also hates dancing, but likes the sport of training a dog to dance with you. She says her least favorite part is
that's
the dancing.
So complex.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like,
so these
who
other,
are these people?
That one's so good because these other like newfangled dance, international dog dance teams are hiring professional dancers to dance with the dogs. And and then she is the Belichick of it and she hates dancing. So hers is just all about like technique and training and the relationship with the dog. So it's that was one where you're really like, whoa, are they going to do it?
My favorite, which I thought you probably really liked, was the team at Italy when they did like the Rocky themed dance.
Oh,
where it's like the dog is like boxing. It's really unreal the shit they're doing. Like these dogs are unreal how well trained they are.
And are they doing their own choreo or they're dancing with a partner or like sometimes a dog will break off, do a little couple eight count on its own and then.
It's always one person with a dog, but they're like dancing in coordination with each other. But the dog does go do other things like as part of its like dance. Like it'll go and like do a few spins, jump off a wall. It'll pretend to box you. Like it's just like it's next level what these dogs are doing. It made me look
at
my dog and be like, what do you do?
Right.
What do you even do here? Sick.
I found you. It's all over YouTube.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful sport. There's also a really interesting, like, sort of dark villainous character in the competitive pepper eating world, there's like this evil mastermind who has like basically engineered the creation of the world's hottest peppers.
Smokin' Ed or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Smokin' Ed.
Oh, my sorcerer.
And my neurologist.
He's just so strange and like gets such a thrill out of like harming these people. And it's just wild.
Watching that guy grow his peppers and then just like bare hand eating a couple. And he's like, yeah, that's good. That's good. And you're like, are you just casually biting into this like just gut ending pepper?
Yes.
I've had at the time the Moruga scorpion chili was it was like hitting higher on the Scoville unit scale than the Carolina Reaper was. And I ate it like as a bit for this thing I was doing when I was sacrificing my dignity for clicks on the internet. But it was so hot. I could not believe like what the point was of doing this, because, you know, it was like a huge internet thing. But at a certain point, people just get off, I guess, on seeing people sweat.
Well, Miles, we have a surprise for you for this segment.
Should we give some context? So that second episode is a chili eating contest. And this guy who legitimately, his whole job is he grows peppers and he also like cross pollinates and he basically grows the hottest peppers in the world. Peppers that have not even been tested for Scoville levels, whatever.
Yeah.
So he decides he wants to bring every single like pepper eating champion from across the world to where is he? Like Iowa? I don't even know.
Fort Mills or something.
Somewhere
in the
Midwest.
The Carolinas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The Carolinas. Sorry. And so to have like a world championship of pepper eating, like literally like there's a, you know, there's people from Australia. There's like they're from all over the world. There's like a science teacher from New York who seems like so like, oh, I love my kids. And then she's sitting there like one of the toughest competitors you've ever seen. And you're like, what? She's like crying. And you hear her be like, I can't see.
Right.
Like, you're like, that's how hot the pepper is.
Yeah,
and she's just sitting there.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't feel my face and I can't see.
Puking because their stomachs can't handle all the heat. And you're just like, this is so intense. And when it came, that competition comes down to like this one guy who clearly has like lost the sensation of taste in his mouth because he's so casual. But then there's that woman from Columbus, Ohio, who's like, I want to be the chili queen of the U.S.
Yeah.
The determination on her face in those last rounds, you're like, she's gonna die. Yeah. And she's like,
she was
like
just
shaking. It's like, I'm like, yeah.
Like, I will take it.
That's
definitely like Rocky.
Did they win
the
money?
Rocky.
$1,000.
Yeah. I think they got more, like 4K maybe.
Oh, or she got
$1,000
as the
runner-up.
They're
doing this for under $20,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're doing it for the love of the sport of eating chili peppers.
There's also competitive frog jumping, which I really enjoyed.
I could get into that.
Yeah, that one's really interesting. That one's just like beautiful. Both they just like find American bullfrogs, like bring a different one.
Oh, and who's got each, boosties?
And then they get, it's a triple jump. And so the jockey, in quotes, like slaps the ground behind them and then like has to chase them and like make them want to jump.
Go
wow.
far.
That one's beautiful because frogs are just really cool to see in extreme slow motion.
Oh.
The cheese rolling one is beautiful because it's just such a like intense environment, like landscape.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That establishing shot of the hill on that drone, that was pretty good.
The frog jumping one's very interesting because it's such a family sport and like it'll be like a family where they're like, the son is a 20-time world champion. The mom is a 10-time world champion. And they'll be like, and the dad's never won. But he's like really into it.
Right. And he's like, I thought it was my year. Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah.
He's such a sweet loser.
And the end is really funny because the person who wins over him is like, it's really good. Like, you're just like, he's just sitting there like, maybe next year.
Yeah.
And it's just nice.
Anyways, 5 stars. Great pick, Anna.
Life affirming.
So that is this week's Streaming Corner. Anna, do you know what we are going to be watching next week?
Yeah, next week we're going to try and watch Starstruck on HBO Max.
So good. I've just incrementally begun the journey, and I second this enthusiastically. Okay.
I also want to recommend another show that you guys can watch on your own time that we probably won't discuss on the show because I hate it. It's not the Mark Wahlberg show. I finished that and boy, thoughts and prayers for Mark Wahlberg. But okay, so the show that I'm talking about is on Netflix. There's three seasons already of it. It's called Startup. It has like Adam Brody, Eddie Gategi, Martin Freeman. It's a lot of great actors. It's infuriating. It's the most stressful show you'll ever watch. You won't be okay after every episode. There's so much going on. It's like It's like gangsters meet up with tech people and they create a cryptocurrency, and it is a wild ride.
Let's tell the people what they're actually watching. Starstruck by
Starstruck.
Rose,
well, HBO Max.
Matafea. And you
in a streaming corner, but okay, go ahead.
what can you pitch me the premise just so people are
Starstruck
on board? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a woman, Rose Matafeo, hilarious comedian and comic actor now, you know?
From New Zealand.
Doing her thing. Yeah, she plays the role of a woman who hooks up with a guy who turns out to be very, very, very famous. And she didn't realize, and now she's basically navigating this relationship because he's into her and she's like, what the fuck is going on?
Right. Like, you're kind of a douche, like, actor guy.
Yeah. And she was not expecting that. So now she's in that world and she's so funny. So, you know, hilarity ensues.
Yeah. All right. Good performances from even like everybody in that cast. I found myself like laughing, at least in the first couple episodes, at some fun moments. So check it out.
LOL.
All right. Well,
I just went down on Mark Wahlberg.
You just found out about his business career.
Yeah.
You should check out his show Wall Street, spelled exactly like you think.
Yep. All right. Sorry. Okay, didn't mean to interrupt.
Ever. Mm-hmm. It's been such a pleasure, as always, having you.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, all of my socials are my name. So it's Ever, like the word, E-V-E-R, and then Maynard, M-A-I-N-A-R-D, all across the boards.
And is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
I do like Josh Gondelman a lot.
I know. I was just saying, he's been really hot lately. I feel
Yeah,
like.
Josh Gondelman. You know, he's been doing...
What?
We got a response.
From Wilby?
What?
From Wilby at the... Oh, my God. Twilight Hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, is this Wilby? Is the cow still around? Nope.
Oh!
That's it?
Yeah. I'm going to say, okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your service.
Nope.
Nope.
Hell yeah. Wow. What a... Well, I'm glad we closed that circle. That was huge.
Wow.
Man, nope.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah, Wilby. Well, at least we know that it was real, you know? Otherwise yeah. he would have taken the bait.
Right.
He's like, "What do you mean my wife? Take her."
All right. So we're gonna go Gondelman for your tweet wreck.
Yeah, we're going for Gondelman.
Go with Gondelman. Hey, there super producer yeah. Anna Hosnier, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
I am at Anna Hosnier on Twitter. That's at AnnaHosnieh on Twitter. And you can check out my podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous, on this network. And I also have a streaming show every Tuesday evenings on Twitch. Hey. That's Twitch streaming. And it's called Deckheads Chief Stews. With Molly Lambert, and we talk about Below Deck and all the Bravo Universe shows. It's wonderful. Tuesday nights, you can follow us at Deckheads Pod to catch up with more information. A tweet I've been enjoying includes this guy, Shant Misrobian. He seems to be some weird, I don't know, he's like a weird conservative operative dude on Twitter who like goes after the left a lot. And he's just been tweeting all this really wild stuff. Like, it says, if you could shoplift a podcast subscription, online leftists would change their tunes real quick.
What are you talking about?
And then everyone's like, oh, boy. Oh, you don't know, huh?
I think this is a bot.
It must be, because his tweets are unbelievably confusing as to why
Yeah, I think that all
here's the other
turn
one.
Into libertarians.
This is what he said. Online leftism is having the politics of Nancy Pelosi and also thinking it's really edgy and cool when Ken Clipperstein pranks a Republican congressman into thinking his mom just died in a car accident. And then Ken was like, I never did that. What are you talking about? And then he just, every response is like an evil villain. And then Ken can be like, why are you talking to me like a Saw villain? And it's just a really funny thread. And now everyone, well, I mean, like a lot of people I know, on the left, if you will, leftist Twitter, are all just making Shant jokes because his name's Shant. And they're like, everything Ken tweets, people will post like a car slamming on its brakes and being like, Shant's reaction right now. And it's just been a really funny thread to follow because it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Like, he's just so weird. So anyway, I would recommend
I
checking
wish you
him
guys-
out.
Like, would leave Shant alone because he's actually my sorcerer.
Back off, Shant.
Back off.
Shant. You don't want a piece of Shant.
Miles, where can people find you? What's the tweet you've been enjoying?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray. Also, other podcasts, 420 Day Fiance. Check that out. Twitch.tv/420DayFiance. For that, 90 Day Talk. The tweet that I like is from Yadoye Travis. At Yadoye _, he tweeted, white dudes stop calling me king challenge. Yeah,
oh my God.
That has a tinge to it I've experienced as well. You're like, you know, please don't king me, sir. But go about your day. Thank you, king.
A tweet I've been enjoying, Nathan Hare tweeted, getting used to life back in the office. And it's a series of texts with his boss where he texts his boss, going to the bathroom, going to the bathroom, going to the bathroom. His boss says, we're back in the office now. You don't have to text me this. You actually never did. And he responds, for sure. Pissing. you can find me on Twitter, Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song we think you might enjoy going and checking out. Miles, what song are we recommending today?
This is a remix to She Wants to Move by NERD, but like with a really dope sort of like retro bongo guitar sort of surf rocky kind of remix. This is by Coffee, Co.FEE, and this is the Native Tongues Coffee remix of She Wants to Move. We'll put the link for that one in the footnotes because you can only get it on SoundCloud.
Rocky 7, Surf Rocky was my least favorite Rocky movie, by the way. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. We are back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.